A play currently running at West Hartford's Playhouse on Park peels back the layers of policy debate and explores the stories behind the immigrants who work and live here. It's called The Parkville Project, and the director is Helene Kavala. Helene, thanks for joining us today.
Hello, thanks for having me.
So for those listeners who are unfamiliar with Hartford, can you tell us why you chose the Parkville neighborhood as a setting for your play?
That's a really good question, and those who haven't been to Parkville really should go because it is such an exciting, diverse area with an amazing, rich history. So the combination of those things really attracted me to the area.
I read that you were also born outside the U.S., so how did you attempt to research and connect with immigrants in Hartford to portray their stories, whether they're here legally or illegally?
Well, initially, you know, we were rather naive, so we went out with a video camera and, you know, very excited, and of course, people just shut up as soon as they see a video camera. So we very quickly learned that, you know, we had to be very sensitive, and frequently, you know, the interviews that we did do, we recorded afterwards, you know, not with the tape recorder, but we just wrote down the information, and, you know, obviously we'd ask permission beforehand. We didn't use any names, so we protected people's anonymity.
Tell me about the play's characters.
The play follows a fictitious family who is inspired by a number of people that we interviewed, and that family is called the Cedaño family, and it's three generations. And so our family is Cuban, Portuguese, and the story follows, in 2007, the arrival of Amalia, who comes from Portugal in search of the father she's never met, but who has been writing to her for years from first Cuba, where he was incarcerated, and then later Parkville, where he went because his father had also gone to Parkville, but had fought during the Second World War and had died for America, even though, you know, he was originally Cuban. But what we discovered was that there is this incredible multi-layering of migration that goes on all over the world, but especially in this area of Hartford, where Cubans are married to Portuguese and they're going back and forth, and, you know, and you kind of, you meet people who have these this amazing kind of diverse histories.
We know that immigration is a hot-button topic. People either fall in the category of, you know, let the immigrants come and work, it's the American story, and then there's the other side, which is, you know, the U.S. has specific laws in place for good reason. Either you follow the rules to citizenship or you're out. So what message do you want your audience to walk away with when they see the Parkville Project?
Well, you're absolutely right. It's a very controversial debate, and it's fascinating, and it's in the news every day. And in exploring the whole issue of migration and documented versus undocumented labor and so on, not just in this country but all over the world, you know, you hear these stories which kind of keep being repeated, and regardless of which side of the debate you fall on, intellectually, you know, one cannot deny that there is a movement of people, and so we try to tell just a very human story. We try to, you know, it's not a piece which is overtly political, which is going to, you know, educate you to take a particular view, but it's just raising some questions, and I think that's what good theater does.
Helene Kavala, thanks so much for speaking with me today.
Thank you so much.
The Parkville Project runs through this Sunday, July 18th, at the Playhouse on Park in West Hartford. It's a co-production with Bated Breath Theater. More information can be found at playhouseonpark.org or batedbreaththeater.org. This is WNPR.